Brilliance Audio presents
Embrace the Serpent by Marilyn T. Quayle and Nancy T. Northcott. In honor of our parents, Warren Samuel Tucker and the late Mary Alice Craig Tucker, family is the wellspring from which flows faith, integrity, compassion, confidence, industry, selflessness, spirit, the strength of the soul, and the basis of national strength. When family fails, the nation falls. We gratefully acknowledge the kindness and assistance of Chris Auditore, our computer genius, Bob Barnett, Dick Darman, Ray Evans, Mary Lee Hoag, Lynn Reese, John and Reba Shipp, Jose Sarzano, and our siblings and their families, Jim and Sherry Tucker, Janet and Bob Horde, Sally Tucker, and Bill and Dee Dee Tucker. Our special gratitude is to our families, Tom and Dan, Melissa, Craig, Tucker, Amy, Ben, Tommy, and Corinne, who put up with much, not stoically, but with understanding and good humor. Embrace the Serpent. Fidel Castro raised his arms high and threw back his head, a god basking in the adoration he so richly deserved. His speech had been superb, as always. His voice might have been low, his topics repetitive, but his presence had been hypnotic and commanding. 30 years of absolute power had done nothing to dim either his magnetism or his vitality. Now, as the acclaim of the ministers subsided, he strode to the head of the table, where he lit the physician-prohibited cigar he allowed himself only at these meetings. With a contented smile, he examined the glowing tip, and drawing deeply, settled back in his chair. After a glance at his taster, he reached for the tumbler of rum that a servant was presenting him. As his hand touched the glass, he stiffened and jerked upright.